Prestonwood pastor Jack Graham says Zig Ziglar sat in the first pew nearly every Sunday for 20 years.
Now imagine that, you know, being a preacher and preaching to Zig Ziglar. I mean, the ultimate communicator.
Graham says Ziglar had a genuine enthusiasm for encouraging and helping people.
He was just able to take great truths and practical applications of important issues and ideas and say it in a way with such humor and such joy that people were just captivated.
Ziglar's positive messages came in his famous seminars that drew thousands, more than 24 books he authored, and audio tapes. Al Fike is a motivational speaker and Christian comedian living in Richardson. He says he came to know Ziglar and even share a stage with him on several occasions. He says one particular Zigism changed his life. You can respond to an event in your life or you can react. Fike says a response is more positive, reaction generally negative.
When I think about Zig a lot, that particular phrase is the one I probably think about the most. It's affected my comedy career, my ministry that I'm in, and it's just affected all family life and my kids, everything. It's affected all parts of my life.
Governor Rick Perry at an event in Irving said Ziglar influenced so many people.
Through his teachings, through his quotes, through his seminars, all of us have gleaned some wisdom and some direction in how to live a full, wholesome, and spiritual life.
Jack Graham says Zig Ziglar was a man of faith and the real deal on stage and off.
This wasn't an act. His ability to communicate and motivate came from deep within.
Graham says Zig Ziglar was the great encourager, a minister of hope. B.J. Austin, KERA News.